Okay, so today's topic is going to be Nashim, of whether women are Chayiv in Shvius or not. So as you guys would imagine, as you guys know already, that we have two mitzvahs when it comes to Shvius. What are the two mitzvahs? Right, resting.
Stopping, the ase and the lois ase.
Exactly, ase and lois ase. The mitzvah ase
let
is
it chill
tishros.
and not working.
Exactly, and lois ase, which includes which malachos? Which...
Lois ase includes ksira,
Exactly. Those are four malachos one may not do. It's a violation of a los aseh. And there's also a positive commandment to allow the land to rest, tishros. So, having that background, what would you guys think about women, whether they're chayiv in the mitzvah or not chayiv in the mitzvah?
It's tali on mitzvah grama.
So, say it out.
I don't know the gather is, so I'm going to
Oh.
say that.
Fine, so when it comes to in general, just knowing the background, as Shimi said, we have to know in general what the halachas are. So in general, are women chayiv in los ases or not chayiv in los ases?
Not chayiv.
No, women are chayiv in every single los ases out there. There are three exceptions, the Mishnah in Kedushin tells us, but women other than those three, women are chayiv. What are the three exceptions? Do you guys know? Cutting the sideburns, cutting the beard, and mitame mesim for kohenes. Those are three lavim that they're not chayvin, and every other lav, women are chayvin. So mitzad the lav, one would think, in terms of working the land, the zriya and the ktsira and the bitsira and the zmira, one would imagine that women are chayv if they violate that los aseh. But what about mitzad the aseh? What's the klal? What do you know about women in aseh? Mitzvah aseh?
This is my grandmother, not that.
Right, it's man grama. Is this a mitzvah aseh she has man grama?
Yeah.
Sounds like it is, right? It starts
seventh year.
Every seventh year. Sounds like it's man grama. Therefore, women should be pater. Correct? So let's look at the Minchas Chinuch. Now, it's pretty much what Shimi emailed. I'm not sure if he saw the Minchas Chinuch or maybe he wrote the Minchas Chinuch. But if you look at the Minchas Chinuch, we still have you?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm trying to look at the late times.
Okay. So the Minchas Chinuch, let's get the right page here. This is where it says, Nashim, on the side of the page. It says, Nashim, right in that paragraph, Vine bizoreya. When it comes to Zoreya, one of the big four malachas that applies to Shemitah, the Ovrim Lav V'Yaseh, that if a person were to do Zoreya during Shavuos, they'd violate two Isurim, the Lav and the Aseh. L'shitas Harav Mechaber, which refers to the author of the Sefer Chinuch, Shekasav Nukama Pamim, many times he writes the klal, the sover heicha deika lav ba'de aseh, kmo yamtif. Whenever you have a mitzvah that has both a lav and a mitzvah aseh, like yamtif has a lav, you can't do malacha, it also has a din of shvus. So whenever it has both combined together, so then kishem shanashim musharos al halav, just like women are obligated in keeping the los aseh of yamtif and the los aseh of shmitah, kach chayeves ba'aseh, they also chayev in the aseh aspect. Af al pi dehavi le mitzvah aseh shazman grama. Even though Yom Tov comes only at certain times, and you would think they're pater from it, the klal mechaber of the Sefer Chinuch writes is that when it comes hand in hand with the lav and aseh, they're chayiv in both. The lav drags along with it the mitzvah aseh. So if a woman were to do a, let's say, cut a fruit off a tree on Yom Tov, so they'd be violating lav and an aseh, even though it's a mitzvah aseh shazman grama.
What about the first night of Sukkot? Doesn't say like you're not allowed to eat in your is that a lav? I don't know if there's a lav there.
No lav. Okay, it'll only be an isra aseh. There's an obligation to eat in the sukkah, but there's no los aseh to eat outside the sukkah.
Okay, fine.
You just miss out on the aseh. It's called a bittul aseh.
Okay,
so continues the Sefer Chinuch and writes, Im kein, if that's the case by Yom Tif, and that's the Sefer Chinuch's klal in general is, that the aseh and lav come hand in hand, Im kein hachinami kevin de muzharos al halav, since they're obligated to do the lav of Shemitah, of sadcha lo sidra, then therefore, gam al ha'aseh, they're obligated. Mutaros gam al ha'aseh. They're also chayiv to keep the aseh. So therefore, if a woman were to zoreya during Shemitah, they'd chayiv to isurim, the lav and the aseh. However, you guys should know, which malachos does this apply to? Again, Yitzhak Yar is our go-to on the avodos, since he did the Mishnayos. Which avodos, malachos, were a woman to be chayiv during Shemitah? What are the four? Beautiful. So what about Choresh? What do you guys say about Choresh, knowing the background? We learned Choresh last time. Maybe two times ago.
Woman, what would we say about
Choresh? Yeah, what about what we know about Choresh I mean, whenever you analyze a sugya, when two sugyas come hand in hand, we have Shemitah combining with Nashim, Mitzvah Aseh Shehazman Grama. You have to analyze both Mitzvah Aseh Shehazman Grama, which was Shimi's approach. Let's understand that. But we also have to know the other angle, the Mitzvah of Shemitah. So what do you know about Choresh? It's an Aseh. What is it, according to all opinions, an Aseh? Machlokas. Gemara Moikatan. Remember the Machlokas? We really have three opinions. Rabbi Kiva, what did Rabbi Kiva say? You said this the first year. About Choresh. That's Rabbi Shmuel.
Rabbi Kiva was the first one that it applies only. It must be talking about Shabbos, about Shvius, because if it was talking about Shabbos, then we already said that in the pasuk.
Exactly. So it's talking about Tosef Shvius, and the pasuk it says Becharish uvakatzir Tishrei. It's Becharish. So Charish is clearly aser midiraisa according to Rabbi Kiva, and with Malkus the full.
Full of form.
Then according to Rabbi Shmuel, we had the machlokas in Moikatan whether you get Malkus or no Malkus for Choresh. And even if the opinion that says you don't get Malkos, we had a Machlokas whether that's completely Potter or an Isser Aseh. So we have different levels. Either Choresh is Lav, it's an Aseh, or it's nothing. So now knowing that, what would you say about women and Choresh? Would they be obligated in keeping Choresh or not?
According to two of the three opinions, yeah.
So let's speak it out.
According to the opinion that says it's a Lav, because they're Chayiv in the Lav, they'd also be Chayiv in the Aseh.
Right. If it's a lav, so then women are chayv to keep the lav, and they're also going to be chayv in aseh. Remember the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's pashas, it's a lav, because it's part of the pasuk.
Right.
And the Gemara also had an opinion it was loka, because a klal, a part of klal,
yeah.
You get malkus for the charish. So if it's a lav, women should be chayv in charish.
What if it's just an
aseh? So if it's just an aseh, then what does it become?
My
exactly.
They're not
and they're really be putter.
So they're only chayv in the aseh when it's grouped together with the original lav?
Exactly. So that would apply definitely to the four first machos.
Right.
Choresh depends. Is it a lav also? Then it would also be subject to chiv to women. If it's only an aseh, and certainly if it's putter, then women are not obligated to keep choresh during Shemitah.
Okay.
So that's what the Sefer Chinuch speaks out. He says, Ach b'charisha, see where we are? It's around 8 lines down in this paragraph. Ach b'charisha, De'ein rak aseh, it's only an aseh, he paskins. Efshir de'ein hanashim mitzvos, dehave le mitzvos aseh, shezman grama. Because since there's no lav, it becomes an independent mitzvos aseh, shezman grama, and women are therefore pater from that. But then he says, and this is basically what we saw in the Gemara in Moikatan, ach efshir lomer, it's still possible to say the other way around. Kevin de haaseh, which is shafsa aretz v'gomer, kolel hein mlacha, since we have this klal of tishbos, the aseh includes all the lavin, to came into almasha over in belav, musar's aseh, musar's nami gamal charisha, afsh ein belav, dein aseh lechatzan.
So he's saying, so because it's an aseh, it includes the lav? Includes
it's a fancy lumdus, he's saying. He says, even though there's no lav when you do the charisha, since it gets pulled into the aseh of tishbos, and that tishbos has other lavim attached to it, so it's somehow going to include charisha, even though it's not really a lav, women still have to keep it. Because it says, you can't have an assay that a woman chayv in half the assay, not the other half the assay. So if they're chayv in tishbos, they have to be chayv in tishbos the whole way through. Even a chorish, which actually doesn't have a lav to it, but it's still part of the assay. That's the fancy lumdus that the Minchas Chinuch is explaining. Okay, that's all according to the Mechaber, the Chinuch. That is, the Sefer, we usually say Mechaber referred to the Shulchan Aruch. Whoever, whenever you write a commentary on a Sefer, you refer to the author of the Sefer as the Mechaber. So the Sefer Chinuch, who again says, when there's a lav and an aseh, they come together, they're attached. So once women are pulled into the lav, mimele they're pulled into the aseh also. And then Minchas Chinuch, halechai safek, whether or not Choresh is part of that as well. Now, Sefer Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch says, there's another Rishon out there. That of Tosos. Tosos writes, he quotes Tosos, Ach la Tosos kedushin lamin dalam anaf, sugi de mitzvah aseh, shazman grama, diva maschim makeh. The sugi, if you want to learn mitzvah aseh, shazman grama, the sugi is found in kedushin daf lamin dalam. It actually starts earlier on lamin gimel, goes for a couple blot, and ends in lamin dalam. And there Tosos has this whole back and forth. The Gemara says that shiluch hakan, women are, it's connected to my shir tonight, shiluch hakan. So the Tosos, the Gemara there says that women are actually going to be pater in Shulach HaKan. And the Tosos asks, why are they pater? There's a lav attached to Shulach HaKan also. What's the lav? What's the Lavna say when it comes to Shiloh HaKan? Right. You can't take the eggs or the chicks while the bird's still there. You have to do the assay, send off the bird, and then only then can you take the chickens or the eggs.
But is that non-grama? Because it's in a key kari lachas, not really tied to a specific time.
Correct. So I believe the Gemara says these are exceptions based on psukim. So on that exception, when they say they're pater, the Toso says that even though there's one should be, so I'm trying to get the Gemara here, hold on a second. Hold on. But I believe the Gemara says that they're pater, even though they're not a mitzvah say shazman grama, the Gemara says they're pater. I'm not sure the reason why. I'm forgetting the reason why now. But on that Gemara, the Tos has a problem. Why are they pater? I think it might be based on Exeris or Kasif. I'm not remembering. But either way, why are they pater if there's a lav? That's Tosas' question. And Tosas goes through back and forth. And Tosas finally concludes that whenever there's a lav and ase attached to each other, then they're going to be chayiv. Where's this line here? Hold on. He gives the answer about the makkah and the shulach hakana. I forget where the answer is also there. But the final klal of Tosas, a long Tosas, he writes, whenever there's a lav and ase, so the lav brings along the ase with it. Hold on a second.
That's what we just said, no?
That's what we just said.
All the way around. He says, whenever there's a lav and assay, you do not bring the assay along with it. The lav stands independently. Exactly. So this is a new opinion now. Tosas writes, that's his answer to the Shulach HaKan case. Even though there is a lav that the women are chayvin, that they can't take the chickens or the eggs while the mother's there, and they're chayvin that lav, they are still putter in the mitzvah of sending away the mother bird. And now, notwithstanding the question, it's not a mitzvah assay, shazman grama, but a special gzeres akasav as to why women are pater from that mitzvah. So look at Minchas Chinuch now. Achatosos kedushin lamedal mina afzuki the mitzvah asay shesvan grama. Dibur maskel makir. De'af b'makom sheish lav ein hanashim musharos al hasay. Even when there's a lav, women are not chayev. They're not pulled into the asay as well. They both stand independent of each other. Imkain, if that's the case. Nihid bezriya musharos al halav. When it comes to the zareya, they have to listen to the lav and can't perform zariya during shvita. Aval lo al aseh, they are not chayv to keep the aseh part of things.
Whoa, these mamish come together. It's not there can't be any separation between these two things. So what does that mean that chayv will not have the other?
Well, comes shluch hakan. Also, that's the case.
Oh, so what does that even mean?
Meaning, even though they come together at the same moment. When it comes to conceptually thinking, we don't connect the two.
Okay.
They're still viewed as independent mitzvahs, even though at the same time they both occur.
So it's just a conceptual way.
Exactly. So therefore, when it comes to Zaria, a woman's chayiv in the lav, but they're not chayiv in the aseh. Ubecharisha, the leka lav, ain mizharis klal. And by charisha, which he paskins, there's no lav at all by charisha, so then women would be completely permitted to do charisha during Shemitah. Uv Emes, however, he's a little uncomfortable saying this because Lo Matinu Zeh Sheyu Manashim Mutaris Lachosh B'Shvius. Never do we find anywhere that says that women are actually going to be putter in Charisha. Though he does like the lumdus to it, he can't really say it convincingly because he doesn't have any source that actually says this. That's all according to Tosos, where the Lav Naseh come separately.
Rabbi Yoni.
Yes.
Yesterday or the day before, I don't remember now, you were making a distinction between whether Shemitah is a gavra or a chesed mitzvah, whether it's on the person or a mitzvah on the land, b'shavsa aretz.
Right.
So wouldn't that be a relevant chakira here too? Because if you say that it's on the land, then you could distinguish this from Shabbos and everything else because the los aseh is on the land, the aseh is on the land. Why would you apply a fetor of a mitzvah aseh? Something that has nothing to do with the personal tachlis of the mitzvah is to protect the lives of women. Where if you say that it's on the gavra, then it's a pesach to say that it should fly to women just like other mitzvahs.
Right. So while I thought you were the author of the Minchas Chinuch, now I'm going to suggest maybe you really authored the Ritva.
Okay.
So the Minchas Chinuch now goes on to say exactly what you suggested. The Ritva. writes, you see where we are in the Minchas Chinuch now. He says, Ach kvar kasavti la'el, skip the brackets, al pi divrei haritva. The ritva in Chav Tes am an alpha kedushin. Anybody know what Chav Tes kedushin? What sugi is there? It's good sugi to know.
Is that chinuch for a father and a son? I don't remember that.
Yeah, exactly. That's the probably most famous Gemara in kedushin of the kol mitzvot ha-ben al ha'av and ha'av al ben. The obligation the father has to do for the son, and the son has to do for the father. Now, one of the mitzvot that a father has to do for the son is, of course, the bris milah. And what about mothers? Do mothers have to perform the bris milah? Gemara says women are excluded from bris milah. Why? Because the pasuk says. Ah, that's Tosa's question. But before you even get to Tosa's question, the Gemara says that women are pater because it says oso velo osa. Him, the father, not the mother. Pasuk says. So Yudari asks, why do you need a pasuk? Mitzis aseh shazman grama. Bris milah only comes on the eighth day. It's time bound. Women should be pater from the mitzvah. So why do you need a pasuk? That's Tosos and the other Rishonim ask that question. So Tosos answers, because once the eighth day comes, then you have to, and you didn't perform the bris milah, you have forever to perform the bris milah. Zman grama, according to Tosos, has to mean time bound both in the beginning and in the end. The fact that the time started, if it never ends, it's not going to be zman grama. That's another sugya when it comes to zman grama in general. But what's important now is the Ritva's answer. The Ritva says, no, you know why you need a special pasuk? Because as Shimi was saying, mitzvah aseh shazman grama only applies when there's a mitzvah on the gavra. Like what? Tefillin. Tzitzis. When the person has to do it, then it's a mitzvah aseh shazman grama. But if the mitzvah is going on a chefza, something else, the land we'll get to, or the baby, the chefza, now the baby's a chefza, then mitzvah aseh shazman grama does not apply. There's no patur. Women are chayiv. So had it not been for the pasuk of oso v'lo osa, you would think a mother would be chayiv in giving a bris milah to her son. Is that lum this clear? Yeah. Again, the idea is the patur mitzvah aseh shazman grama only applies when it isn't to perform a mitzvah to himself or to herself. When the mitzvah is going on something other than the person, on the object, the chefza, the child, then the patur does not apply. The women are chayiv in the mitzvah aseh. And that's why the Gemara needs to bring the pasuk oso v'lo osa. That being said, look at what the Minchas Chinuch says as he quotes the Ritva. The Ritva says, as we said, but he'll see it inside, D'chol heche da mitzvah aseh shazman grama eino begufa adam, kigon shvises behemto. If it's not on the person, but on something else, like an animal, you have to have your animals rest on Shabbos, it's going on the chefza, then gam hanashim muzharos, then women are chayiv to make sure that another chefza, the aseh, is kept out, it's fulfilled on the chefza. Im kein hachanami b'shvius anachnu mutzavin al shvius karka. We have to make sure the land rests. It's not us, it's not on the gavra. It's, as Shimi said, the mitzvah aseh is that the land, the karka, has to be rested. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah to prove this point. So Ad Kan, the first part of the discussion. We have a few opinions whether women are chayiv in Shvi'is. It depends on whether mitzvah aseh shazman grama, how do you understand that? And it depends how you understand the various isurim of Zareh and Charish and the relationship between the aseh and the los aseh. And then what comes out is, it perhaps understanding, it depends on the understanding of the mitzvahs of Shvi'is karka, is it din in the gavra or din in the karka? And Pashas is, it's a din in the karka. The karka as a chefza has to be rested, and women are chayiv, according to the Ritva, in a mitzvah aseh that's on the chefza.
I guess, also by, we spoke about yesterday, by Tosef Shvi'is, whether you consider it part of Shvi'is itself, or a separate mitzvah completely also.
Okay, so what do you mean?
I mean, if it was part of Shvi'is itself, and the same machlokas that apply to Tosef Shvi'is, but if not, then it's a mitzvah, and it's only a mitzvah. Is there also a lav and an aseh by Tosef?
Okay, very good. So what you are suggesting, let's say you're assuming during Shvi'is, women are chayiv in keeping Shvi'is, let's say. Like the Ritva says.
Right.
So, no, but it wouldn't make sense. Even if you hold Tosefes Shvi'is is in din b'fnei atzmo, the essay would probably still be about a din in the karka, not a din in the gavra. Okay, so now let's discuss for a moment, is this really true? Can you really extend, let's assume we hold like the Ritva, that when the mitzvah assay shazman grama applies to a chefza, then women are chayiv to do that mitzvah, even though it's a zman grama. Assuming that's true, is it really good enough to extend that to Shemitah? Is it really true that we're saying the karka has to rest? Maybe it's that the gavra has to not do work. So let's look at the Rambam for a second. Let's look at the Rambam.
Laser
is real. He's going to read the Rambam for us in Hilchos Shemitah Aleph Aleph. Oh, you didn't bring the... Okay, I'll read the other one inside.
What?
The Frank Rambam. That's okay. We'll train you to use the Frank Rambam. Shemitah Aleph Aleph. What does the Rambam say?
Mitzvah Sefer Shabbos Mi'avodah Sa'aretz Mi'avodah Sa'ilam B'Shana Shviyah Shanamar B'Shav Sa'aretz Shabbos L'Hashem. It never becomes because you dispose of all those malacha, may have bodas.
It already sounds like it's on the.
Oh, the honor of the Shannon. You have a detail, it's a save, avar, and los, as you never said, hollow scissor, the harm of hollow scissor.
It already sounds like it's on the guy.
Yeah.
Lishbois may have bodas aris. So the guy has to be.
It says, Vishafs aris.
Right, that's a pasuk. There's a line there that sounds like it's on the gavra. What's the line?
Lishbois may have bodas aris. Means he should rest from the doing of the avodah of the land.
But there's no emphasis on malacha in those words, on an action. Rest. You can't.
Work of the land.
No, but that's resting from the work.
Why do you only tell us to bring one round on?
I thought Azriel would do a good job.
No?
We're gathering around the Rambam right now to figure out what he means. Anything there that indicates there has a requirement of an action to violate the Isser? Yes. Says the Rambam. Right? Chazanish. The Rambam says it's a din in the Gavra, not a din in the Karka. Chola osim locha. Anybody who does the work violates the assay. This goes against the Minchas Chinuch. And according to this understanding of the Rambam, we mentioned such a alumnus about. We did. We a few times, but different contexts. Here the Chazanish learns from the Rambam.
This Chazanish
before, no? No, we did a different one. Not this one. So, according to the Chazanish's understanding of the Rambam, it's not a din in the karka, it's a din in the gavra. The gavra, if he does an action, if he does osem locha, he's going to violate the iser aseir. According to this, it's an iser on an aseir on the gavra, and woman should be putter from this mitzvah on the gavra. And you couldn't extend the ritva's lumnis to the din of Shemitah. So now on this machlokas, as they call a karkaf to the gavra, a karkaf to the karka, is the mitzvah incumbent upon the person, or is it incumbent upon the karka, the ground? There are a few nafkaminas. If it's a din in the gavra, a din in the karka. One nafkamina the Minchas Chinuch himself alludes to. Look at the Minchas Chinuch, we'll continue where we left off. You see where it says Ayidei Goy in the side of the page? Mm-hmm. So the Minchas Chinuch writes, towards the end of that line, Ayin mashi chasafti le'el mitzvah kufki beiz, de'asir lazos malacha besada shmita al yidei goy. Lo mitam shvus rak over ba'aseh the shvisas karka, kmo shvisas behema b'shabbos. So what do you guys think about that? The Minchas Chinuch refers to what he wrote earlier that you cannot even have a goy work the land.
It's on the land.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm not doing any action. It's not din in the gavra. Rather, it's din that the land must be rested. My land must be rested. I don't care who's doing it. Animals are doing it. Goy is doing it. Whoever's doing it, there's going to be an issur aseh if my land is not being rested from. There's a Tosos that we only have in Avodah Zarah called Tosos Rabbeinu Elchanan. It's a small little blue sefer. It's found in Avodah Zarah. He says the same thing. That's a din that if a goy works the land, is a violation of the assay of Tishbos.
Also, wasn't Rav Kook's Hetter Mechira that you can sell the land and you yourself are able to work the land, right?
I'm not familiar with it.
Oh. Okay.
Now, there are other Rishonim. The Tshuvas Mabit and the Marit and the Tosas Rid, that they say that there is no Isir Aseh if a goy works the land. Argue on the Minchas Chinuch. And the Chazanish says the same thing because he thinks it's all about the Asiyah, the Melacha. It's a din of the Gavra. So as long as I don't do it, then it's permitted. So in theory, according to this, that I could have someone work my land during Shemitah and I will have no violation of the Isser Aseh. Another nafkamina is the, let's say, a plant during Erev Shvius. Elul comes. Right nowadays, we said we don't paskin, there's no Tosef Shvius Bizman Hazeh. So during Elul, I plant some seeds. And then the seeds begin to grow during Shemitah itself. is there going to be a violation of Shemitah or not? I plant some seeds during Elul, and they only take root and begin to grow during Shemitah itself. Is there going to be a violation of Shvi'is? Not Tosef Shvi'is, of Shvi'is.
Well, again, it depends on if some land, then there's a violation. It's on the person. Because the land's not resting, it's growing the plants, and it's on the person, then it's fine.
Exactly. Exactly. If, again, it's a din of the Gavra, so I didn't do anything during Shemitah. I did all the action on Erev Shvi'is. But if it's about the land having to rest, so then the land is not resting because I did something that the rest that I didn't do, but who cares what I did exactly, but the land is not resting, there is something growing during Shemitah. Okay. So this too is Machlokas Rishonim. So we're good right now with what we're holding? Let's chazer quickly. We start off talking about whether women are chayiv. The dependence of women being chayiv in Shemitah depends on the relationship of the lav to the aseh, whether they're connected hand in hand. Or maybe it's really connected to how you understand Shemitah, whether Shemitah is a din in the Gavra or a din in the Karka, and the Shita's Ritzvah, that Mitzvah Aseh, Shehaz Mam Grama, does not apply to Mitzvahs that are on the Chevta. Now, Tosas Rid has something very interesting. Tosas Rid, along this last Nachmina that we just spoke about, that if a person plants Erev Shvi'is, and it grows on Shvi'is itself, he says you're chayev. Why you chayev? Because Yehuda already said, because the land isn't resting, it's a din in the karka. Now listen to the language of the Tosas Rid. He says it in a couple places. Dehavale kinoteya b'shvius. What do you guys think about that language? Havale kinoteya b'shvius.
As if you planted on Shvius.
As if you planted during Shvius. So does that fit into what we just said?
No, that's
exactly, it's at the Gavra. The Gavra was noteya during Shemitah. He was doing an action during Shemitah. So before I wanted to explain, if you plant Erev Shvi'is and it grows during Shvi'is, it's really during the Karka, that the Karka has to rest. But Tosas Rid says, no, it's as if he's doing a Maisa. But how can I be held responsible for a Melacha, a Maisa I did Erev Shvi'is, that takes place during Shvi'is, and make it as if I planted during Shvi'is itself?
Should have known, maybe.
Let's say, for example, comes Shabbos. Someone asked me a shayla 2 weeks ago on Shabbos. He said he pressed print Erev Shabbos, printing out Dvar Torah. And it happened to be a lot of pages. He did double-sided, so the paper came out, went back in the printer, printed the other side, flipped it over. And he was continuing to print even after, well after Tzei Tzakoch Avim.
It's a rookie mistake.
Rookie mistake. So, did he do anything wrong? What do you guys think? Was anything wrong done there?
Part of this, yeah.
What?
Part of it, if you apply the same logic from there to here yet.
Okay.
If you
okay, very good. But the mice, we don't pass in that way on Shabbos. Do you have a chillin running Erev Shabbos? You plug it in and it's cooking on Shabbos.
Right.
As long as the melach was on Erev Shabbos.
There's a ton of halachos in the Mishnah Shabbos about if you did it before Shabbos and then it continued, then you're fine.
Correct. There are certain gzeras about not having to mix it and you might come to stoke the coals. But midin pashas is, midiraisa, as long as the melach was done Erev Shabbos, it could continue to go on through Shabbos. I leave my sprinklers on Erev Shabbos. I can have it go on during Shabbos itself. Mitzad the derisas. Might be other issues of leaving sprinklers on. So why here is it different that Erev Shvi'is, if I plant Erev Shvi'is, I'm chayv, it grows during Shvi'is?
You also say that it's not so clear from the shop that it's going on the Gavra. Just an interesting lashon.
You can.
It's not 100% clear that it's going with the Gavra. The Havilei. It's basically, if it was planted,
you don't have to say Shvi'is. You don't have to say Kinoteya is that he planted.
I understand. So you're saying he's lav dafka. He doesn't really mean what he says. You can always say that if you have to say that, unless you could think of another explanation to keep his words to his true meaning. So, let's go through a number of mitzvahs that might help us understand this Tosas Rid. Comes to a very interesting Machane Ephraim. Machane Ephraim writes, let's say I'm building a fence on my roof. There's a mitzvah deraisa and issa deraisa to have a roof without a flat roof that one could enter, and if there's no fence around the roof, there's an issa, and there's also an aseh to build a fence. Now, I'm not really so handy, so I want to hire a non-Jewish contractor and workers to build my fence. Am I going to be mekayim the mitzvah? Can I say the bracha on asiyas makeh?
Because the
The goy is
yes.
Not. So Rav Shimi says you can.
I'm going to say yes, because it's not a Maisa mitzvah that requires a Maisa from a Yid. It's more that we need the result of the action, which is that there has to be a fence surrounding the roof.
Beautiful, exactly. That's what the Machan Ephraim writes. It's not a din in the Maisa. If it's a mitzvah that's a din in the Maisa, I can't have a shliach. Ain't shlichas with a goy. A goy can't be my shliach. If I need to perform bris milah for my son, it's about the Maisa milah, let's assume from now at least, I can't have a goy do bris milah. There are other reasons why not to have a goy. But he can't be my shliach. But if a mitzvah is not about the actual asiyas mitzvah, but it's about the totzah, the result of it happening, which Shimi is saying is, that's the point by Makkah. You have to have a fence. I don't care how you get the fence up there, but get there to be a fence. In the end of the day, I need my roof to be fenced off.
So Pshat is as follows, that it's not in the actual asiyah of the planting, of putting the seed in v'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. It's in the fact that something is growing as a result of...
Exactly.
...of what he did.
Exactly. Tosafot writes, when it comes to melacha and shvis, it's not about the actual melacha, the asiyah mitzvah. It's about the totzah, the result.
The
plants. So I plant the seeds in the ground, that's nothing. It's about having something grow. So since something grew during the Shemitah, that's my completion of my Maisa. And that's why you're chai. I'm not chai because the land wasn't resting, because the karka wasn't resting. I'm chai because I did a melacha. I did a melacha with an Erev Shabbos, Erev Shvius. No, I'm held responsible because it's all about the totzah, the growth. The growth completes my Maisa, and that's why you're chayav. Nothing to do with the din of the karka, the din of the gavra. Just to go through a few other examples like this, Tzvilas Kelim
Sefriyah. Wouldn't you have to look, though, at like every step of the process and see how critical is it to the growth?
What about like
by tzitzis, we say, Tzulochem tzitzis, and we have to look at every step of the tzitzis, from the taking of the cotton to the winding of the strings, and see which one requires an actual Maisa. Can you have a guy? Can you have a machine? Can you have a Jew, Omed Al-Gavav, in order to get an Asiya? And just like by Tzitzis, we make all those Chakiras at each step of the process. Why wouldn't we do that by Shemitah, too, and say which one is really so critical that it's actually part of the Asiya itself, as opposed to just incidental?
Right, so to address your particular example of Tzitzis, there are other elements of Lishma that are required. Whenever there's the Shema, that seems to indicate that the Asiya is very important. When there's not Lishma needed, so then Yesh Lachkor in each mitzvah, like you said, is it about the Asiya or is it about the Totzah? And the truth is, every mitzvah, you'll probably have a huge machlokas Rishonim about this. Now, I'm sure there are some, if I remember correctly, I think the Minchas Chinuch actually argues in the Machan Ephraim and thinks that a goy cannot build the fence for you, and you cannot say bracha when doing that, I think. So, you're right. Every stage, every mitzvah has to be analyzed in the same way. It's about the asiyas mitzvah or the totzah mitzvah. So, other examples. You got a question, Yudarya? Other examples of tefilas kelim. Machan Ephraim writes, I could have a goy be tovel my kelim, and I could say the bracha. Because it's not din in the ma'isa tefillah, it's about being tovel, about going through the process. Not the process, it's really the end result of having gone through the mikvah. So a goy could do it.
You didn't tell a goy on Shabbos to do it for you?
No, in general, during the week. You're just asking a stamma halacha l'ma'isa question? Can you?
Isn't that like Amir's la'akum? Like you're not a tell a goy to do something for you on Shabbos?
If there's an isser involved, if tefillas kelim is an isser, the commission in Beitza talks about that, not being tovel, but that's not an isser, they're isa. That's just about tikkun mana. It looks like you're doing something productive. Another situation like this, a shliach bezdin. Could you have a goy be a shliach bezdin and carry out punishment, Mises bezdin, on your behalf? Basin makes a psak din. This person murdered someone, and he has to go, therefore he's going to be killed. Saif gets sword. So could you have a goy carry out the punishment? Writes at Shimas Rajba that you can have a goy do this. Why? Same thing. It's not about the Maisa Hariga. We want this guy dead. Biarta Rami Karbecha. We want the end result of this guy no longer being within us. So whenever it's about the result, you can have a goy do this. And it's all emphasizing the Totzah. Another one. Kinin Chazaka. The tshuva in the end of the Sefer Avni Meluim. A Kinin Chazaka. If I want to be Konin my karka or a house, I need to do an act of a Chazaka. You guys learned Baba Metzia? Baba Basa, rather? The one of the ways you're Konin a karka is through Kinin Chazaka. You have to do... change the lock, or change the door, change the fence, or do something significant to the property. can I send in a goy to change my lock and door and to do it? Yes, because it's not about the mice, it's about the tzotzah.
Can you give an example where it is about the
mice? About the mice, it's eating matzah. That's dinner of the asiyah. I can't have a goy eat for me. One more, the base of Migdash, I brought this example because I thought maybe Yehuda Ari remembers this. In 11th grade when we learned Masechah Sukkah together. And you might remember the Gemara in Shavuos, Av Tes Vav and Beis, that you can't build a Beis HaMikdash at nighttime. Remember this? Okay. So anyways, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash cannot take place Balayla, the Gemara says. So the Acharim ask in the Rambam, what do you mean? How could the Rambam therefore say that women can perform...
remember this.
You remember this, yeah?
Yeah.
How could women...
A lot of stories about Eliyahu HaNavi.
Yeah, we did that also, yeah. Anyway, so actually, not the women yet, but sorry. The Rambam writes that Goyim could build the Beis HaMikdash. Forget the Mitzvah Asei Shazman Gomer for a moment. Women could build, as I Nachum could build the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Rambam must hold that it's a din in not the Maisa Binyan, but about being Banoi, being built. That it's actually up there. I don't care how you get there, but it has to be built. So these are a number of mitzvahs where it focuses, a Maisa mitzvah really focuses on the Totsah. That's shot in the Totsah's
Rid. Right, you know, like you said, Kisulachem, like Kisulachem, Sashira, like an example of a Lishma, that it's all about the Maisa and not about, we could never hire a guy to write a Sefer Torah for us.
Exactly. Whenever there's a Shema, like Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, Tzitzis. What? How could it? Yehuda Ari wants to know, how come Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not about Lishma? How could that not be? Now, what I'm saying is...
Ayin Chalban, Parshas Truma, Vasuli Mikdash.
Okay. Maybe we'll do that later.
I'm just joking. I was wondering about that. But I don't know the answer to that question. It's a fascinating question.
Okay, we'll have to look into that. Now, there are other Mepharshim who say that Chas v'shalom, a goy is going to build the base of Migdash, it's just going to be built by Yidden. There are others who say that.
Right. I guess you have to say that the base of Migdash is really just the building, it's just the headquarters for all of Klal Yisrael, and the Iker thing of the base of Migdash is the avoda in the base of Migdash.
Right. Yehuda Ari thinks the Chaban does address it, so we'll have to... he just chazed it all in his head. Now, this only assumes that the Binyan Beis HaMikdash by Shlishi is not coming from Shemayim.
Right, also.
So the Rambam felt it was coming from our actual building. Now, let's see. Okay, you know what? We did enough today. Let's stop today. And I think we went through enough.
That's it? 45 minutes?
I feel like I'm losing the guys now, so I think it's a good...
it was just warming. What else is there to do other than learn Torah that matters?
All right, well, there's a Chalban to do, apparently, and...